Chapter 1. The False Rationale. For more than two centuries, we have absorbed, as a society and as individuals, some false ideas about our relationship to work. It is a long-accepted tenet of economics, buttressed by some theories from psychology, that if you want to get someone, an employee, a student, a government official, your own child, to do something, you have to make it worth his or her while. People do things for incentives, for rewards, for money. You can see this view operating in the carrot and stick approach that has dominated efforts to solve the world's recent financial crisis. To prevent a financial meltdown from happening again, people argued, we needed to replace the dumb incentives that led to it with smarter ones. We had to get incentives right. Nothing else really mattered. This idea animated the inventor of the free market, Adam Smith. In The Wealth of Nations, published in 1776, he wrote that it is in the inherent interest of every man to live as much at his ease as he can, and if his emoluments are to be precisely the same, whether he does or does not perform some very laborious duty, to perform it in as careless and slovenly a manner that authority will permit. In other words, people work for pay, nothing more and nothing less. Smith's belief in the power of incentives led him to argue for organizing work by dividing labor into simple, easily repeated, essentially meaningless units. As long as people were getting paid for what they did, it didn't matter very much what their jobs entailed. And by dividing labor into little bits, society would gain enormous productive efficiency. In extolling the virtues of the division of labor, Smith offered a description of a pin factory that has become famous. One man draws out the wire, another straights it, a third cuts it, a fourth points it, a fifth grinds it at the top for receiving the head. I have seen a small manufactory of this kind where 10 men only were employed. They could make among them upwards of 48,000 pins a day. But if they had all wrought separately and independently, they certainly could not, each of them, make 20.